Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is asking the Virginia Supreme Court to take this abortion amendment case directly and decide the matter. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, this is regarding House Joint Resolution 1 that's currently on the ballot for 2026 that is primarily aiming to establish a fundamental right to reproductive freedom. In other words, abortion, in the Virginia Constitution. And now we know, and we've talked about many times, there's no right to abortion in the Constitution. The Constitutions are created to protect life, but in this situation, this is what we're dealing with, and there's also been some procedural rules that they have ignored that are required.
Yeah, so we have now taken this case before a lower Campbell County Circuit Court judge who then issued an order dismissing the challenge, citing the fact that these rules were not followed, and said, well, it doesn't matter, it's not a big deal, and then referring to a dissent, believe it or not, from the Virginia Supreme Court on another ballot initiative with regards to the elections, referring to a dissent. You know, you have to really be bound by the majority, not the dissent. So we filed an appeal to the Court of Appeals, but because it's such a critically important case, this is not going to stop at the Court of Appeals. We just now filed a motion to the Court of Appeals in Bansley versus Nardo to certify an appeal to go directly to the state Supreme Court regarding this case because the ballot initiative is coming up in November and we need a decision ASAP. So that's the issue. And before the procedural issue that you mentioned, which is very critically important, we represent Sharla Bansley. She is the District 3 Supervisor for Bedford County Board of Supervisors. And this case argues that the significant procedural requirements were not followed. So when you have the legislature put forth a proposal to amend the Constitution, Virginia law and the Constitution is pretty clear. It's a governing document that is long-lasting, unlike a statute that's more specific and could be easily passed or repealed. To change the Constitution, you must have the legislature pass the proposal, and then you have an intervening election that takes place, and then they have to, after that intervening election, come back and a second time reaffirm that proposal before it goes on the ballot.
Right. And in this case, in the lawsuit, Bansley claims that the ballot initiative is invalid after discovering Virginia's House of Delegates missed several key procedural steps mandated by the Virginia Constitution before the amendment can go before the voters, such as distributing the amendment to all circuit court clerks statewide and posting it for public inspection 3 months prior to the 2025 House of Delegates election. These things were not done. So that's why, as you mentioned, we are asking the Court of Appeals to expedite this and go to the Virginia Supreme Court because we're looking very soon at an election in November.
Yeah, so the procedure is you pass the proposed constitutional amendment, and then you actually send the language of that amendment to the circuit court clerks, and they post it. And it has to be posted for inspection 3 months before
right.
the next intervening election so that people can see it and they can read it. They can see this is what the legislature passed. Do I agree with it or do I not agree with it? And then the intervening election comes up. And if you don't agree with those people who passed this, you can vote those people out that voted for it and vote those people in that voted against it. So you have a voice as the people over your elected officials, and you can express approval and or disapproval of their actions. And so you might have a situation, and you have had this in the past, where the Virginia House of Delegates or the legislature, they pass a proposal, and then they send out the proposed language and people see what it is and it gets published and the newspapers write about it and other people give information about it, pros or cons, then you have another election and people say, that's nonsense. We don't want those people back in office, and they vote them out of office. So then when they come back again for the next time to vote, the people are no longer there that supported it, or a majority of them, and so it doesn't pass because you have a different constituency that now is representing the people of Virginia.
And you know, in this case, as in every case, these voters deserve certainty of what they're voting for before the election, not after.
Right. And so the judge says, well, it's just a minor procedural issue. And so once they corrected it after the fact, no, it's not after the fact. Why does the Constitution and the laws of Virginia require two consecutive votes with an intervening election and notice of the proposal? It's because people have a right to know what these legislators voted for, and they have a right to express their opinion, and they do that at the ballot box.
Right.
And so in this case, the Democrat-controlled House and Senate in the governor's mansion, they didn't care about what the law said. They wanted to quickly pass this abortion amendment, put it on the ballot, and they could care less about the laws, and they didn't follow the procedure. So they did not send out the amendment to all the circuit court clerks. They did not, therefore, have it posted for inspection 3 months prior to the 2025 House of Delegates election, and therefore that alone makes it invalid. And so that's the argument. There was a previous decision for a little bit of a different reason by the Virginia Supreme Court on the election amendment as well, the redistricting amendment. And the Democrats wanted to use that again to change the whole complexity of the representation in Virginia. And they did something similar. And the Virginia Supreme Court struck it down. So that's not going to be on the ballot in November. And guess what? The Campbell County Circuit Court judge, he cited the dissent in that opinion. The dissent in that opinion, he cited, as opposed to the majority opinion. The majority opinion controls. The dissent doesn't control. He cited the dissent in dismissing this case. So this case, we're now asking to go directly to the Virginia Supreme Court.
Yeah, we're on a quick timeline here. So
yeah, because the elections are coming up. I mean, this is now September. We've got October and early November. There it is. Right now, it is currently on the ballot, and Liberty Counsel is working to have the court strike that from the ballot, just like they struck, or in a similar way that they struck from the ballot, the redistricting provision of the same Democratic machine in Virginia. Now, this particular one, as you mentioned, it uses the euphemisms, the Orwellian euphemisms.
Reproductive
freedom amendment.
Freedom, yeah.
It's a reproductive freedom amendment. So
yeah.
It sounds like, oh, it's freedom.
Well, it sounds wonderful on the ballot, right?
You know, the Orwellian use of words to change something, reproductive freedom amendment. No one is trying to restrict somebody's decision to be reproductive. But, you know, when you are carrying another life that has a separate DNA.
Right, there's an issue when it comes to murdering another human being.
That becomes a little bit different when you're wanting to murder that third party.
Right.
And it doesn't matter whether you're carrying that third party in your womb or in your arms, outside of your womb. You know, outside of your womb, if you're carrying a brand new, newly born baby against your, you know, abdomen and you're hugging it, no one, well, most people, there are some people who's gone off the deep end on this, would agree that you have a right to kill or abandon or starve that baby.
No.
No one in their right mind would support that.
And the only difference between that baby in your arms and the baby in your womb is time.
Is time.
Time.
And that baby just a few moments ago was in your womb.
Right.
So you can kill it just a few moments earlier, but now when it's outside and it's being hugged against your body, you can't kill it?
No.
What's the dividing line? Just because you can see it? Well, it's the same human being. It's just time or placement. Your life value is not dependent upon where you live. The only thing that matters is that God created you unique. Each little life is a unique human being. And this indefensible baby is absolutely entitled to the same inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that everyone outside the womb experiences every day. So again, please pray for this case. Bansley versus Nardo. Bansley versus Nardo. Liberty Counsel is representing Sharla Bansley, District 3 Supervisor for the Bedford County Board of Supervisors. For more information about this case and the many others that we are fighting, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.